rests.
What is up, everybody? Welcome into an emergency edition of the Georgia Show. Palmer Toms, Rusty Mansell, and we've got something big to discuss. Breaking news is that Carson Beck is planning to enter the transfer portal. That is per On3's Pete Nakos. Pete Thamel has also shared some reporting on this. And Rusty, let's get your thoughts. Let's get right to it.
You know, I think one thing. Let's look at this from Carson's point of view. The timing on his decision was really bad for him personally. You know, he had to decide whether he's coming back. Is he having surgery? I think pretty quickly he knew he had to have surgery, but you know, was he going to look around? Was he going to go on the portal? Was he going to declare for the draft? Was he going to go back to Georgia? I think there was a lot of uncertainty privately with this injury for him. I think the time he went ahead shortly after his surgery and declared for the draft, you saw the tweets and those type of things. He came to the Sugar Bowl day before, hung out with the team and those type of things there for the game. But, you know, you look at this, and I think that as you process more information, I think the injury to Carson was probably a lot more in detail, a lot more rehab type thing. Then you look at where I think he's going to go. I know there's Texas Tech mentions. I know there's somebody said Missouri mentioned. Somebody said Ohio State.
Yep.
Ohio State. Yeah. I will be shocked if it's not Miami. And I'll say this, Miami has missed on like three or four of their major targets, Palmer. Look, his girlfriend goes there. I'm not getting into the personal side of it, but he does have connections to Miami. He's a Florida kid. If you think about this too now, Palmer, if you remember Cam Ward,
yep, they recruited him.
They recruited him hard last year. Florida State recruited Cam Ward hard. They thought they had him. He declares for the draft, and like a week later, he changes his mind and he goes to Miami. So that's really the path I think this is going on. You know, I think people, Carson. There's nobody, none of his people, I would say, are left at Georgia. You know, Tate Ratledge was a guy that, you know, he was close with. I think they came in together. Both of those guys are leaving.
Aaron Smith is that same class. Yeah,
all those guys. And I think it's just the timing of everything. I think it just works out for Carson individually. He has to buy himself some time. I just talked to someone that talked to Carson at the Sugar Bowl. And he said, man, I'm not going to be able to throw with confidence until maybe mid-June. So for him to probably look at that further, I bet you Miami stayed on him if that's where he goes. And I'm thinking that's where he goes. I bet you they stayed on him just like they did Cam Ward and was able to get him. Cam Ward wasn't dealing with an injury. Carson Beck is dealing with an injury, not knowing he's going to come back. And when he's going to come back and how he's going to be with the NFL questions, you look at it, kind of makes more sense now.
Yeah, and I think this is a decision that makes a lot of sense, both from a football perspective and a business perspective. Mm-hmm. Nako shared that he expects Carson to be, quote, one of the highest paid transfers in college football history. That certainly aligns with everything that we know about Miami. He's getting On3 NIL valuation of $4.2 million. That's mm-hmm. sixth among all college athletes, fifth among college football players. And I would, you know, I haven't looked at that list, but among those five that are above him, you got to think that a couple of those are going pro. Probably Shedeur Sanders and Travis Hunter are probably above him. Cam Ward might be above him there as well. Mm-hmm. So, you know, Carson is going to be a hot commodity in the transfer portal. And, you know, from the football perspective of it, he didn't have his best season. There's no denying that. Everything that happened on the field, was not the way that Carson probably drew it up. Because if things went the way that Carson drew it up, he was very forthcoming to start the year. He wanted to win a Heisman Trophy. He wanted to win an SEC championship. He wanted to win a national championship. He wanted to be the number one pick in the NFL draft. Georgia wins the SEC championship, but it wasn't Carson that got that done in the second half. Obviously, he gets hurt there right before halftime, and so whether that's his national SEC championship or not, he wasn't going to lead them to a national championship. He wasn't going to be the Heisman Trophy winner. He wasn't going to be the number one overall pick. So this year did not go the way that Carson Beck hoped and planned for it to go. Yeah. And so, you know, he's looking at in the mirror and saying, hey, I can either come back into this same situation, you know, where, like you mentioned, he's not going to have his guys around. He's going to be the oldest person on this team in Athens. Yeah. You know, it's a situation where the fans had kind of showed their hand of they were frustrated with Carson. Carson was frustrated with the fans. You know, it certainly felt that way. And, you know, he put himself in a position where he's, you know, in the spotlight and you know, for better or for worse. And I think that, you know, this year was not the way that he expected it to go. And so, you know, you look at it and he's probably not going to get drafted as high as he would have liked to. You know,
that's where I think things change. You know what I mean?
Well, and the injury too. I mean, injury.
No. Well, post injury,
those two go hand in hand.
Yeah, you start hearing. You know, people tell you, "Hey, this is where you're going to go," and then you start doing more detail and you get more time, and you think, "Wait a minute, I'm not going to go there." And
he wouldn't be able to throw in the pre-draft process. I mean, I know he's got plenty of tape out there, but that is a big part of the evaluation process, and so. You know, there are probably some teams out there that would have taken him off their board entirely saying, hey, we're not going to take a quarterback that has injury concerns coming into the draft process. And so, you know, you look at that situation and he's not going to go as highly as he would have liked. It makes sense for him to come back and have a better year on the field and then also go enter the draft process healthier. And you know, along the way, make a little bit of NIL money too.
Shoot, he's going to make a lot of it. He's going to make a lot of money. I can tell you this because the portal quarterback class has not been great at all. Nothing like it was last year. And we've talked about that. So when you look at everything, kind of makes sense. You know what I mean? Listen, this guy can throw the freaking ball, man. I mean, there's no question. I mean, he had some bad he had some bad games this year. I mean, that Texas game, I went back and watched the other day. He threw three picks. He should have thrown. He hit the fourth one to kid in the hands. Then he comes back and he plays a game like Tennessee. And you look at the second game, he makes some throws there, man, where you go, Carson Beck is that dude. He would have got picked apart on that probably Ole Miss and Texas game. I would imagine scouts are digging in. He can come back and get another year and try to – because he had a great – hey, his 2023 season had Ladd McConkey and Brock Bowers not battled injuries all year. He had a couple of spots in there. And people want to throw that Alabama game, you know what I mean, to him. And that's okay. They still only got beat 27-24, by the way.
And he probably could have gone pro and been a first-round pick. But he wanted to accomplish things at Georgia. And you know, for everyone that says Carson's not a DGD, that's obviously a conversation that will be had all over social media. That's not one that we're going to want to get into. But Carson wanted to accomplish things at Georgia. That was important to him, and that's why he came back to Georgia. Mm-hmm. He did not accomplish those things. I think there's a lot of frustration, you know, from both sides of it, from the fan perspective, from Carson's perspective, that things didn't go the way that he hoped. And I would imagine that, you know, it's not like Carson hates Georgia. If he had hated Georgia and hated the entire experience he would have had, he would have left before he had even gotten a chance to start. Because he's a kid that waited around until his fourth year to start. So, you know, that's not right. You know, he's certainly somebody that has respect for Georgia. And I think, you know, at this point, it's time, you know, that we have the conversation. What does this mean for Georgia? I mean, they feel that they were already planning for, you know, to be without Carson Beck next year. I don't think, shape or form, they thought that Carson Beck was going to be back. Whether he was playing college football or, you know, I mean, I think everyone thought he's going to the pros. And now he's not going to the pros, but he's not going to be at Georgia. That's something that Georgia was already planning for and got a taste of with Gunnar Stockton looking pretty darn good in that Sugar Bowl.
Oh, yeah. I think they've turned the switch to Gunnar Stockton. I mean, I think, you know, being in New Orleans and being around the players, I think that was the one thing I was like, dang, this is definitely – Gunnar Stockton has a clear lead. That, you know, the switch has been turned to him, especially – when they knew that Carson was probably done and he was going to do that in the draft and all that. Now, you know, what changes between then is probably that injury and his feedback from NFL. He's had time to get more feedback from NFL. Carson Beck also knows that Georgia's turned this thing over to Gunnar Stockton. And, you know, I think Gunnar Lewis with Oscar Delp and three or four guys there. And this is, those are his teammates, you know, and everybody that Carson came in with is gone. I don't even know that. I think Carson lived with a guy that didn't even play football. I mean, I think this guy was a professional athlete.
From everything that we had heard, he was living with a couple of friends from home.
Yeah.
And it was not football players.
Yeah. I mean, this guy was one step out the door. I mean, he thought he was going pro. He had an injury. You know what I mean? He had an injury. He would have been a high draft pick, and it is what it is. But what has changed since that day? I think my opinion, probably that injury and the feedback he has gotten has let him know that it was going to hurt him a lot more, and he would not be able to overcome the questions, but he couldn't throw. And then you start looking at where I think he ends up, Miami, the situation there. They don't have a quarterback. He's got some connection there. So, you know, the Carson Beck, what has changed since he declared, I think it's probably the feedback that he got was more in detail than what he had, because he was on a time crunch. But you look at Georgia moving forward, I think Gunnar Stockton is the clear guy. I think you got a great sample size from him in his first ever start. And they went out and got some wide receivers. And there's no coincidence. I said this yesterday. There were guys watching Gunnar Stockton before they made their decision. And I think once he played that game the other night, that eased a lot of people's minds. And you see what Georgia was able to go out and get two of the top three wide receivers in the portal. And they won some major, major battles with those guys. Then they signed the high school class. So, you know, you look at Georgia moving forward and you got to be excited what you've got, especially in the wide receiver room. But I can assure you, that Noah Thomas and Zachariah Branch and all those guys, they were watching Gunnar Stockton before they made that decision for Georgia. And you see what happened. So I think both parties are going to turn out well.
And I think that Georgia feels good about its quarterback room beyond Gunnar as well. You know, obviously with Ryan Puglisi there, Beck being the second Georgia quarterback to enter
Ryan
the
transfer Puglisi, world. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Jaden Rashada has entered as well. You know, Puglisi, true freshman this past year, was making moves up that depth chart slowly but surely, mm-hmm. and was the backup quarterback for the Sugar Bowl prep and would have been the guy to go in had they had to turn somewhere another direction than Gunnar Stockton. So they feel good about him. They feel good about the future there. You know, I don't know that it would surprise anybody if they tried to go add a little bit of depth in that in that room. I think that's a lot easier said than done. It's a difficult, you know, recruitment to try and sell somebody on, you know, if you can get the right guy, it makes sense, but it's got to be the right guy. And that has always sort of been what we've talked about with Georgia's quarterback room is, you know, hey, they've always felt pretty good about Gunnar Stockton. It was never going to be a clear cut. This job is yours, especially with Gunnar playing the Sugar Bowl and getting those weeks of prep and the years of experience that he's got in this system. So they feel good about Stockton. They feel good about Puglisi. And oh, by the way, they got two kids coming in the
two freshmen. I still think there's the second portal window. You know what I mean? So you go through a spring practice, and you know who's out there quarterback wise, and who wants to come to Georgia and compete. That I think that's the biggest thing. You know what I mean? I think people realize that outside looking in, Gunnar Stockton probably is their guy, I think Georgia did try to add some guys that had some experience, and that's just the way Kirby Smart's always had it. He's always wanted to have a lot of competition there. That's why Georgia has been able to always keep guys in that room, and it would not shock me at all to see Georgia maybe add somebody in the second portal window, especially if somebody goes through spring practice and says, hey, this didn't work out like I thought it was going to be. I don't like this offense I'm in, whatever, you know, those types of things. So,
but, Rusty, I think it's also safe to say, you know, let's say Carson Beck was not leaving Georgia. I don't think a quarterback of Carson Beck's caliber is entering Georgia's quarterback room.
No.
Quinn Ewers were to enter.
No.
I don't think Georgia's looking for a one-year rental type guy. That they would love to add depth in that quarterback room and competition to push Gunnar, but it's got to be the right situation. You know, they went out
and also says a
Mendoza.
Lot. Mm-hmm. It would say a lot for somebody like that. I think he had started 17 games. And at one point I thought he was about to go to Georgia and winds up going to Indiana a lot easier, you know, and his brother's at Indiana too now. So there's a lot of those things. So I think you look at this and it's going to be real interesting how it all plays out. Quarterback is a, is you got to have one, man. You got to have the right, you got to have the right one too. But, you know, I think once Georgia saw, you know, kind of the energy, kind of the reaction, kind of the things with Gunnar Stockton. And it's not, I'm not saying this is 100% Gunnar Stockton's job. He's going to have to battle. I mean, they're going to push him and push him. And Ryan Pugliese is had every offer in America. And the kid flat out told me, the kid flat out told me he had to tell Ohio State to quit calling. You know, like, I'm going to Georgia and I want to play at Georgia. And that's where I'm at. So, you know, that's another highly recruited guy that is going to be battling for this job. And you've got some freshmen that obviously are going to be, the odds are stacked against them. So we shall see. But I think the overall thing here, Palmer, with Carson Beck is I believe he probably got a lot more feedback. He's had time now. He got a lot more feedback and probably thought about, man, I better try to go back and play. And you know, I might go somewhere else, go to Miami. I think it's going to be Miami. You know what I mean? Pete Nakos is calling me right now. So that's the guy that wrote the story. I'm sure Pete's going to have some stuff there, but I would be surprised if it's not Miami. This kind of makes sense. And they missed on a couple. So that would be good for them. But obviously look at the questions. When can he throw? What's he going to look like? And, you know, you got to say this for Carson Beck. Guy spent 5 years at Georgia. If he feels like he's going to go somewhere else and get that year in, and that's probably the path he's going to take, in my opinion.
Yep, I completely agree. So big news of the day, Carson Beck, after having announced plans to enter the NFL draft, he is now expected to enter the transfer portal and leave Georgia after 5 years, two-year starter for the Bulldogs. Looking elsewhere. Rusty, appreciate the time.
Thanks, Palmer.